Okay, tonight I have an interesting shaila and a machna frame to discuss. Before I do, I just want to explain the pshat in the Gemara, which is easily misunderstood. I'm going to explain it the way the machna frame, the Amni Mulam explains it based on the Rashba, but it's pshat in the Gemara. Beis Shammai held that kedushin is a dinner. Why a dinner? Why a dinner? So on the Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yosef said, because it's Kesef Tzuri. Now what does that mean? The way Rashi and the bottom Taisis explain it, the Havamina is that the Taich of money in the Torah, Kesef in the Torah, has to be an existing coin. It has to be money that exists, because the Torah is saying that you're spending it. Since at the time the Torah was given, there was no such coin as a pruta, so the Gemara held it can't mean a pruta. It has to mean the smallest kesef, the smallest coinage that existed.
But that you could spend?
Well, if it exists, you can spend it. Oh, so that's a separate issue. But the point is that when the Torah says kesef, it means existing money. That's the havamin of the Gemara. Now, the printer put in two dots, and again two dots, very confusing, because it looks like that's the end of the Gemara. It's really not. After Rabbi Yosef said, that's Pshat and Beis Shammai, smallest coin, the Shaklavatari of the Amud Beis is to say that it's not true. It's not true that the money in the Torah has to be an existing coin. Vare Taina, Vare Maisa, the Gemara is from a bunch of places. And the Gemara at the end changes. The way Davni Malum is Chav Zayin Aleph, he explains, the Havamin is it has to be a coin, and that's the smallest amount of money. And the Maskan is, no, it's an abstract value. It's a certain value of money. The smallest coin might have been a dinner, but a dinner is 192 prutas. So a dinner has 192 of this value that we call a pruta. So the Havamin is that it's a coin. The Maskana is, no, pruta is a shear. It's a certain a shear, just like you have a kazayis of food is a shear, 13 years old is a gadol is a shear. Pruta is a certain value, that's the Maskana Sagamara. So the Havamin is, it has to be an existing coin. Maskana is, it's a value. The Gemara really means to shlug up Rabbi Yosef, who said pshat in Beis Shammai, dinner is the smallest coin. It's not true. So Meila Reish Lakish says a different pshat in Beis Shammai. It's the Gemara.
If it's a shear, all shearim are halacha Moshe Sinai, it didn't exist at a certain time in the past, how could it be a shear?
How could be a shear? So that's why the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayos writes, it's Katsi Sa'ira Kesef, the value of half a barley coin of silver. It's abstract in the sense that I can't peg it to currency. But the Rambam says, and the Rif says the same thing, that it's chatzi sayra kesef, that's what we paskin. A pruta is the value of chatzi sayra kesef. I think the Chazon Ish says there are 1,100 chatzi sayra kesefs in an ounce of silver. So if an ounce of silver is $11, a penny is a pruta. So that's you're right, the shear has to be pegged to something. So it's pegged to kesef. But kesef doesn't mean money. Kesef means silver. It's pegged to silver. Okay, Adkan, this is the beer in the Gemara. Now, I want to tell you a shaila that came up recently and had a Machna Ephraim here impact it. I made a deposit in Chase Manhattan now has machines that read your checks. So I made a deposit for the Tzedakah Fund. And when I got it back, it had read a check, $1,000 too much. In other words, it was, I think, $2,300, and the computer read it as $3,300. It's good. For who? For me. All right? So it's $1,000. So tos akum, you're not mukhayyif to give back, but Rav Palm told everyone, you should give back tos akum, and you don't gain any money from tos akum. So immediately I went over to the manager, and I pointed it out to him. I showed him, and it had a picture of the check, and so you know how the managers are. And the bank said, don't worry, they'll take care of it. They'll care, don't worry. So it's a month later, nobody caught on to it. And it's still there. So I was wondering if Rapam's Chumra applies to Tzedakah too. He told everyone to return to Hazakum. And Heshi says, I just give it to him, it won't be a problem. But the whether, I didn't really want this. I was thinking of a tziruv to be mekel. Yeah. So I have to find the check, go back to the person who was debited to. So I have to, that I have to check in the chinami. Okay, believe that, I will do that. But it wasn't your check. at any rate, so I'm thinking now on the lumdus of it. I was thinking there might be a tziruf. The tziruf is that $1,000 of a penny is a pruta, roughly. That's 100,000 prutas. How many shareholders are there in Chase? More than 100,000. That own stocks or funds that own stocks in Chase. So it really comes out to less than a pruta per person. Now you're not allowed to steal less than a pruta. But is there a mitzvah of hashava to give back if someone stole or found an aveda? No one stole it here. Someone finds an aveda. Aveda is worth more than a pruta. But it belongs to shutvim, and each one ends up with less than a pruta. What's the din? What? If somebody owns a big stake in Chase, I think the biggest stake in Chase is 0.0 something. Nobody really owns, and that's a fund of some sort. So now, well, it may be many stakes if it's a pruta, but assuming it's not a pruta, is there a heter? You're right. So. Now, this Machne Ephraim clears exactly the shaila. I didn't make it up. You'll see it here in the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim here in Gzela, Simin Aleph, clears the basic yisoid is the following chakira. What is the din of less than a pruta? By less than a pruta, you don't have to return it. Find an aveda. Someone stole something less than a pruta. No, steal, but there's no chiyav hashav. So Machne Ephraim says there are two ways to learn. He brings two gemaras. One is mashmi each way. You could learn that what? Why don't you have to give back less than a pruta? Anybody's suggestion? No. Either because he's Michael. Everyone's Michael less than a pruta. Who cares about less than a pruta? Either because they're Michael. He brings the gemara in Sanhedrin and Zion. That's mashmi tzatz mechila. Or it could be that's less than the shear of value. There's a shear. Everything has a shear. A certain shear that doesn't have value in the mitzvah's moment of the Torah. So you follow? Two ways to learn why you don't have to return less than a pruta. Either because people are meichel, or because it has no value. It doesn't have the shear of value. Nafkamina? The first nafkamina is if a person doesn't know about it. If he doesn't know about it, if you have less than a pruta, unless you have a case where somebody doesn't know about it, so to say he's meichel, he's not meichel, he doesn't know about it. But to say it's less than this year, you don't have to give it back. So that's his first nafgamina. And then on the bottom of the first column in our copies, to the top of the next amid, he clears mamish this shaila, based on a gemara, where kivan de'ein l'chol echad el apachis mishava pruta ein kam mishum mishavas aveda. It's going to the Gemara, talking about an aveda where you find something and it's owned by shutfim and each shutif owns less than a pruta in it, so there's no din of hashavas aveda shamina mahachad l'chol shav pruta afila shabayim lo yadu v'lay nisiyayishu ashalay machlu ein echayav lahazir. He brings from this Gemara, the way he's explaining it, there's no chiyuv chazara if the money breaks down to less than a pruta per person. So here, it's exactly this case. I mean, the only thing is, he's talking about Hashavas Aveda, and I'm talking about Hashavas Tosakum. But one way or the other, Hashavas Tosakum is less of a chiyuv than Hashavas Aveda. And this is his chakira. His chakira is exactly this shaila. Why less than a pruta there's no dine mamon? If it's because they're meichel, so they're not meichel. They're not meichel if they don't know about it, like in the bank case, or in the aveda case if they don't know about it. And if it's a din in sheer mamin, this is the sheer that the Torah calls mamin, then it's less than the sheer, it's not shayach, dine mamin, on less than a pruta. So this is the chakira that the Machta Ephraim clears. And he brings down a fascinating Rambam. This pshat is very interesting. I underlined it in the bottom of the second column. Hanichnas lebeis chaveray. Someone goes into somebody else's house. V'lokach lo'i kli oi oich l'ki yaitze behen. You visit my house, and the apples on the table. So you take an apple. V'kiddush bo yaseh isha. And then, my apple he's taking. He takes my apple, and he's mekadosh an isha. The Baal Bayis comes, he says, oh, you should have taken a nicer apple. Which means that he's masking. So, what? If they are nicer ones, yeah, okay. Like the Gemara in Elements is. The Gemara then he says, that, so if the Baal Bayis is masking, it's good. If he's not masking, it's not good. Vim kitcha bedova she'en Baal Bayis makbid alov. If he's mekadosh with something that he knows the Baal Bayis is not makbid. So he doesn't have to wait for him to come. Could go tomorrow, like a date, or yeah, guys, or a nut. Harry Zemukudesh is specific. So what's the case? The way he explains the case, what does it mean, Dovashani Makbid Olav? He says it means something that's worth less than a pruta. Go into the house, you take one peanut. One peanut is worth less than a pruta. That's a Dovashani Balabayas Makbid Olav. What? That's a very good question. I guess when he picked it up. So Vice says it's a gilui milsa lemafreya. In other words, it's not that later on he's mocked at him, it's megal lemafreya that he's not mocked. So at any rate, you pick up a peanut. Now, what's the case? It's worth less than a pruta. How you mekadosh isha with it? And what's the case? It's less. Well, we don't partner with each other. It doesn't work.
He was hungry.
You're thinking. Yeah, okay. So he says that Chayshina Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. When you're stealing from someone, you're not to be Chayshina Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. If you take from him a peanut, it's worth less than a pruta, he's not makbid. You give it to a woman, Chayshina Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. Ram says, Harizem HaKadesh is Masafik. That's what he says. Kinkosha Rashbats. Shot in the Rambam. So what's the Rambam saying? You take from someone, you take a peanut, so you're allowed to take the peanut. Now he doesn't know about it. It can't be his Michael. It must be it's a din shir that you could just take something that nobody's makbid. Now if it's an apple, some people are makbid. You have to wait and see what he says. But if it's a peanut or something like that that has less than a pruta, it's automatic. He brings this as a raya that it's something that doesn't have a shir mamon, and there's more to the Machna Ephraim, but this is his basic maskana, that less than a pruta is a din shir, something that's worth less than a pruta is a shir, like a kezias is a shir, and everything's a shir, and a mela, less than a pruta, just the etzem doesn't have dine mamon. That's his maskana sadvarim. Now, it's the geya to the shayla of returning $1,000. I guess it's a separate shayla. It's not a separate shayla. He's titled in this. He says if it's a shear, then it works.
Why do you have to return it? Because they have to ask you to give it back.
Why?
Because you already told them that you didn't.
I wonder if it's that way. You know, you go over to a manager in a branch. He really doesn't care if Chase loses $1,000. He only cares if he loses his job, right?
Well, there's a mistake. Something's wrong in the bank.
Well, it's the machines. These machines are not reliable. I mean, they read it. When it goes the other way, I make sure to tell them. You know, it's a Lemaisa, at the end of the whole Shtikl Torah, it depends on this clair. If Shava Pruta is a din shir, it's just a shir. Chatzi Saira Kesef, the Ram, the Rif, hold that way, period. And less than the shear, it doesn't have a din, and it's a who? Or, if the shava pruta, not a shear, it's just an amount that has value to people. La halacha, it's the Yisaitis Tikkabachlaik, is the shach and the sma, on this shayla. The shach and sma happen to be this Yeredeya submission hey. The sma is not. The sma is the chayshimishpat, the first shach in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, brings the Sma. The Sma Shita, people know it. They don't know it's a Sma. People, when you talk to people about a pruta, tell them a penny's a pruta. They say, what'd you say? Penny can't be a pruta because
no value.
You can't buy anything with it. The Shita of the Shach and Rav Paiskim and Davim Luz Maskana is that it doesn't matter if you can buy anything with it. A penny, if silver is $11 an ounce, a penny is a pruta. Halacha Mishum Sinai. It's like all shiurim in the Torah, and it does not change. It's a shiur. It didn't shiur, that's the Avnim Lohan's Maskana, it's the Shach's Psak. The Sma disagrees. The Sma holds, like the Velt says, you have to be able to buy something with it. You have to be able, it's a penny, it's the shiur of the Rambam. It can be less, but you can't buy anything with a penny nowadays. According to him, the shiur pruta is more. The side of the Machnefrayim and the Avnim Lohan is the tzad of the Shach, that pruta is a din shir, unless there are pruta, there are no dinim. And the Mela, Nafkamina, is, even if he's not Meichel, he doesn't know to be Meichel, less than a pruta, just it's like all Shira Torah, it just doesn't exist in the eyes of Chayshim Mishpat. I've been to Shabbos.